Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Gaines. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Adlesh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Cannizzaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rob Gardner. Pitching for the New York Mets, Rob Gardner. And now, play ball. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis, who is chasing the ball. Lillis reaches third base with a triple. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lillis scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball towards left. Swoboda settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Swoboda. Morgan goes all the way around to score. Wynn moves to second. It's 2-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Wynn moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Astros. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into right field. Staub picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Staub. Hunt moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunt moves to third. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Astros. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromontieri fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromontieri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontieri is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromontieri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Staub strikes out. 1 out. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gaines strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Astros. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0-for-1 in the game. Adlesh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Collins pinch hits for Rob Gardner. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Adlesh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Moorhead now pitching. Kevin Collins now playing shortstop. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lillis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Gary Kolb now playing third base. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gaines. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. Christopher scores. It's 7-2, Astros. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizaro strikes out. One out. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swoboda scores. It's 7-3, Astros. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Bob Moorhead. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Farrell. Hunt moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 7-4, Astros. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hiller moves to third. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Hiller now playing second base. Tom Parsons now pitching. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Astros. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0-2 in the game. Adlesh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Parsons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-2 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Christopher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Lewis moves to third. Dave Justy now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lewis tags and scores. Christopher tags and moves to third. One out. It's 8-5, Astros. John Stevenson pinch hits for Chris Canizaro. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. John Stevenson now catching. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan strikes out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kolb picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kolb. Lillis moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Staub is walked intentionally. Lime pinch hits for Joe Gaines. Gordy Richardson now pitching. Lime is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Lime now playing left field. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Gordy Richardson. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hiller hits a line drive towards short. Lillis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Gerrit Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0 for 1 in the game. Kolb hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Eilers now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Gentile strikes out. 1 out. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0 for 3 in the game. Adlesh strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kolb fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Justy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. 1 out. Bobby Klaus pinch hits for Dave Eilers. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 8, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.